Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Raising Vibration Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. And then I hope you'll be joining us for the next hour and a half after this half-hour broadcast at www.raisingvibrationradio.com. And actually, there's a link right here. It says raisingvibrationsradio.com/shows/Raising Vibrations Radio presents the multifaceted author and Different Strokes for Different Folks radio show host David Clark is going to be joining us this evening. He's going to be sharing us his rewrite of a previous novel that he's doing. He's going to share what his experience is on the radio with us and about his addictions that he's gone through. And he's just opening up and sharing his life with us. And we are so blessed to have him on here tonight. So he will be joining me on our website, which is Empowered by Intuit Talks. If you haven't gone and joined that yet, you owe it to yourself. It's a spiritual community that lets you connect with the most loving, beautiful people I've ever met in my entire life. They're so supportive and uplifting, and they have your back all the time. So do yourself a favor. It's free to join, and then there's shows there. And if you'd like to have your own show, you could do your own show from there too for a small nominal fee. But do check it out and join. If you hit this link, it'll take you to the show page. What you want to do is you want to click on the Join Reverend Raven button when I open up the studio, which will be around 8:20. And then it'll give you three options. You can choose microphone. So if you have a question for David, you can, you know, pop in the queue. There's also listen in only mode, and then there'll be a phone number as option three with a show code if you rather call in by phone. So those are your three options. All you have to do is hit this link at 8:20 when I open up the studio, and I'll let you know when I do that for you guys to join us on that show. Again, we're having the multifaceted David Clark with us this evening, and he is going to be sharing about his books, about his life, his experiences, and he comes from a very beautiful spiritual place and has some knowledge to share with you this evening. But before then, we're here right here on Blog Talk. We're just, you know, keeping each other company until the 8:30 show time, which again, I'll tell you when I'm going to open up the studio and give you all that contact information again in just a little bit. But I do want to share a couple of things with you. Yeah, I'd like to start off this evening with an Apache blessing. May the sun bring you new energy by day. May the moon softly restore you by night. May the rain wash away your worries. May the breeze blow new strength into your being. May you walk gently through the world and know it's the beauty of all the days of your life. And that was an Apache blessing. And I wish that for you all. Right now, we're getting hit here in Florida with a tropical storm, Colin, and apparently he's heading up north, and he's going to cross over the state of Florida and then go up the eastern seaboard. So that ought to be interesting. Hopefully, though, it'll just come back down to a tropical depression once it goes across the state. But we've been feeling the effects of it for the past 2 days, and probably through tomorrow afternoon we'll feel the effects here. The winds have been up to 35 or 40 miles per hour. We've had tree trunks, and we've had coastal flooding. You know, in fact, I posted a video of Woody's is a local establishment at the beach that was getting hammered and up, you know, and they're pretty back far off the beach. So we had high tide come in this afternoon and they were just getting smacked outside. So God bless them. But, you know, I don't think it's done that much damage. But the beach got hit really hard this afternoon. So I'm sending lots of love and energy to those people that live on the beach, because that's not cool when you have coastal flooding. Of course, the neat thing is, you know, after like this evening, like right now would be a cool time after the high tide's gone back down and stuff like that, to go see what you can find interesting on the beach. So there's positives with what's going on right now. You know, you can look at it in different ways. Perspective. We get to choose our perspective and see how we look at things and stuff. So, and I have a couple of good news, or actually, I just got one. I've been so flighty lately. We had solar flares, right? July 4th and 5th, we had solar flares, and I could feel the intensity of the energy and stuff like that. In fact, this wonderful person who has a blog, Tiffany, she calls her Tiffany Metaphysically Speaking.com. She wrote about the solar cosmic energy shift and the alerts about June 4th and 5th, but I'm still feeling it. In fact, she wrote, "Dear beautiful souls, weekend storms are likely." Yeah. They did this happen. Actually started yesterday, right? So that was part of the weekend. She said NOAA forecasters estimate 75% chance of a geomagnetic storm on June 4th and 5th when solar wind stream hits Earth's magnetic field. Deja vu, this stream has been here before on May 8th. That was Mother's Day. People up in Virginia and all that, they got hit, you know. So when it sparks the strongest geometrical storm of 2016, during the G3 class event, auroras were photographed in the USA as far as south as Kansas and Arkansas. This is the time when analysts expect the storm to peak at a G2, not as strong as the Mother's Day storm, but still worth watching. High latitude sky watchers should be alert for auroras, especially in the southern hemispheres where darkening autumn skies favor visibility. Aura alert. Text voice. So there was a link for that. The incoming solar wind stream is flowing from a coronal hole on the sun. And coronal holes are placed in the sun's atmosphere where the sun's magnetic field opens up and allows solar wind to escape. Coronal holes are akin to a lighthouse. They strobe Earth with streams of solar winds every 27 days, the rotation period of the sun. The last time this particular hole strobed Earth was the early May, was when it set the stage for Mother's Day storm. Will June be a stormy? Well, let me tell you, we're feeling the effects of it here down in Florida, so I wanted to share. And here's some symptoms that you got to be watching out for. Lethargic, as the pineal gland and the melatonin production becomes overall stimulated during these shifts. High-pitched ear ringing. Did you notice that over the weekend? Leg and foot cramping, headaches, back, shoulder, neck aches, dizziness, vertigo, dry, blurry eyes as the third chakra activates and expands. heart chakra activation with the heart palpitations and feeling of all-encompassing love. So she suggests she use rose quartz to assist in expanding the heart chakra, deep breathing, and be in nature. Angelic visions and awareness, timeline jumping / shifting. So those are just some of those things. If you notice any of those things, or you know, some energy flipping around and stuff like that, that was that solar wind coming across, you know, to us and stuff. And I'm still feeling the effects right now. So I just thought I would share that with you guys. So here is my good news story. You guys are listening to Raising Vibration Radio here on Blog Talk. I will be going to my own website at 8:30, where we will have our guest, David Clark, who's an author, and he's also a host of a show right here on Blog Talk, Different Strokes for Different Folks. So I'm looking forward to having him on the website, which is empowered by Intuit Talks. If you have not joined that community, you owe it to yourself. The most loving, beautiful people exist there. They have the kindest hearts. You can blog on there for free. If you want to set up a website, you can. That's not, you're going to have to pay a fee for that, but you have to pay a fee anywhere you go, right? Radio show, if you want to be a host just like me, you can do it right from there. But we're going to be going there at 8:30. At 8:20, I'm going to share with you. I'm going to go open up the studio. I'm going to share you the information, how to get there, and we'll go from there, and then we'll have our guests. So this is just like an infomercial I do every time I do a show on there, and just to let you know. And I like to share a little good news story. So to me, I feel like this is a good news story. Some of you may not find this one, but to me, it resonated with me as a very positive. In fact, I'm going to share it right now on our Facebook page. If you haven't gone to our Facebook page and liked it, do so now, because you will get the updates of who's going to be on there. Good news stories, great quotes on there, uplifting news all the time. And we share other people's adventures and what they're doing out there in the community too as well. So I got this from the HuffingtonPost.com. It says, virtual reality lets med students experience what it's like to be a 74-year-old person. This could be an empathy 2.0 for the average med student who is 24 years old, right? So elder care is about to become much more empathetic. Embodied Labs has come up with a new virtual reality program called We Are Alfred, which allows young medical students to feel what it's like to be an elderly individual, experience audio and visual problems. Well, honey, I've been experiencing those problems most of my life. I didn't have to be elder to have audio or visual problems. And most of us, you know, most of us have it. So medical students are usually in their early 20s and have not experienced those kinds of challenges yet. So we decided to create something that would give them the experience of what it might be like to go through the aging process. Carrie Shaw, the program's creator and master student in the biomedical visualization at the University of Illinois at Chicago, where she studies. We Are Alfred uses a virtual reality headset, headphones, and a hand tracking device to immerse users in live action story from the perspective of the 74-year-old man named Alfred. The story consists of 6 7-minute scenes that span from a spilling wine to waiting in a doctor's office, all as Alfred, who has audio and visual impairment. For instance, in this scene called Happy Birthday Song, the user sees a large dark patch in the middle of the screen, which is designated to resemble macular degeneration, the leading cause of vision loss for those 55 and older, according to the American Macular Degeneration Foundation. The incurable disease affects more than 10 million Americans, which is more than the cataracts and glaucoma combined. We wanted something that has accurate to the experience of somebody discovering that they have an impairment, their family confronting them about it, and then having to go act upon the discovery, Ryan Labar, Embodied Labs director, said in the below video the labs published on YouTube. And there's links on that story. So if you go to the Facebook page, you can go and follow and see these videos that I'm talking about. What would be the implications be when the doctor says, you're going to have to do this for the rest of your life? Wow, right? another story within the simulation called Taking the Cognitive Test deals with the disconnect that sometimes occurs between a young doctor and an elderly patient. In this scene, Alfred and the viewer struggles with the test, not because there's something wrong with Alfred's cognitive abilities, but because he can't really hear what the doctor's asking him to do. "I don't remember what I'm supposed to do," said one user after the scene in the video below. "I couldn't really hear and I couldn't see the test when he was describing it. So now I really don't remember what I'm supposed to do." The team at InBody Labs decided to create We Are Alfred due to the increased population of over the age of 64. According to the Administration of Community Living, in 2014, the percentage of Americans 65 and older accounted for about 15% of the population. By 2040, they estimate that the number will jump to about 25%. Embodied Labs wants to simply bridge that gap. The project is focusing on comfort. Eric Sworsky, a faculty advisor on the project and clinical assistant professor of biomedical and health information sciences, told UIC, "It's not curing, it's not curative, and it's not even treatment oriented. It's about comforting and understanding where the patient is so that you can be with him or her." So I just found this to be a very positive story. One, because I've had a hearing implant all my life. I've been completely deaf in my right ear ever since I had scarlet fever when I was a child. And then just recently I've had to put on some bifocals at the age of 48. And I can totally empathize with what, you know, and then tell you, that's not even enough. They should even implement what it's like to have a fracture of some sort, you know, or not being able to walk as fast or anything like that. I mean, there's so many much further they could have gone with this. But I'm glad that it exists, though, because it's going to bridge the gap between the health giver, the health taker, whatever, and the patient. And there's going to be more empathy on them because we really don't understand until we actually experience what they're going through, do we? So anyway, please share this story. I think it's really important for myself. I took care of my mom and I continue to help out with different causes out there. And I think it's really important that we have empathy, not only for the elderly, but for people that live around you and stuff like that. You got to put yourself in their shoes every once in a while. So thought this was a beautiful, uplifting story to share with you guys tonight. Thank you so much for letting me share that with you. And let's see here. We are going to be going over to our website at 8:30 where David will be joining me. I do have a caller here that I guess I can take real quick before we jump over and I open up the studio. Let me see who this is. Area code 806. Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Sandy. It's Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. How's it going?
Awesome. I was calling in to hear your show, and then I realized it was just over here and not quite at Intui Talks yet, so.
Yeah, at 8. I'm about to go open up the studio. So how's it been going?
Awesome. It's going to be a great summer.
Yes, yes. It's a busy summer, right?
Right. You're right about that.
So have you guys been hit by the storms, too?
Not. I don't know if it's coming west. Is it coming west?
Oh, no, not this storm. But I've seen out in Texas and stuff like that, there was some storms.
Yes, there was last week pretty decent flooding happened out here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's deserty, so it's already gone. But while it was here, it flash flooded, and it was kind of a pain in the butt.
Right. Did you get flooding waters for yourself at your place?
Not far from me. I live near a busy street, and there was so much water that came out of the little playa lake that people were kayaking up and down this busy street. And
oh,
some people
gosh.
Did lose their cars.
Aww.
And things were taken from yards and moved down the street. You know, it was a lot of water. It was a lot of water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You should check out that video on my Facebook page where there's a lot of water coming during high tide today, this afternoon.
Oh,
around
1
o'clock.
I'm going to go watch that.
Yeah, go watch that. All right. Well, I'm going to go open up the studio, and I'll see you over there at 8:30, okay?
Okay, my friend.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right. So I am going to go open up the studio so I can give you our call-in number. And then we'll go from there and stuff like that. You can also hit the link that's on, if you're listening online right now, you hit that link and it'll take you right to the show page. And you can click join Raising Vibration Radio hosted by Reverend Raven. Click that and it'll give you the three options to choose. And if you want to talk to David, I choose the microphone if you're doing the headset or the phone. So let me get in here to the studio. It'll take me just a second here. I get distracted sometimes with my own self, but I'm okay with that. It must be the age thing creeping up on me, like I'm fascinated with shiny buttons or something like that. So I've got the studio open. If you're listening and you want the phone number, I'm going to give that to you right now. That is area code 631-353-4342. And the show code is 72419. I'm going to copy that real quick before I go in here. I got to choose my option here, and I got to talk to God, and I heard God, so there we go. And I am in the studio here, so if you guys like to come on in and join me, you're more than welcome to. And you should be able to hear me on both Blog Talk or the studio right now. So welcome, and hopefully our guests will be coming here soon. I told him about wait till about 8:28. So I am going to play a song because I need to text some phone numbers. So some people, they don't listen to the Blog Talk thing to get the phone number. So I'm going to play a quick song while we're waiting here. I'm going to play my favorite one. Here we go.
Oh,
the song is over with, and I need to, well, we got about 4 minutes. I am putting, if you've gone to our Facebook page and liked it, I am placing that phone number with the show code for right now. So for you to call in and ask your questions or just listen in, you know. So let me, somebody asked me what time the show is. I'm just texting them back right now. So here we go. Raising vibration. There we go. Call in right now. So you guys listening on Blog Talk, if you go to the Facebook page / Raising Vibration Radio, you will see the call in information right there. I have it posted right there right now. So, but again, that number is 631-353-4342, and you're going to enter code 72419. All right. We're looking forward to it. So I'm going to go ahead and close out our broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much for joining us and listening in and being part of the love. If you want to listen to our amazing guest, David Clark, on RaisingVibrationRadio.com, empowered by Tua Talks, please join us over there right now. See you next Monday. Bye-bye.